From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Amwalem Sunday rejected a UN proposal to grant autonomy to the embattled eastern sector of Aleppo. That's where rebels seeking to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad have been locked in a month-long battle with Russian-backed government forces. Mualim insisted the rebels, who he refers to as terrorists, must leave eastern Aleppo. He said no government would allow its citizens to be left as hostages to thousands of gunmen. The plan was made by UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, in Damascus to allow rebel-held sector to be governed by a local administration if jihadists fighting alongside the rebels would leave the city.
Local administration should be respected and left. And here we had a major disagreement. The government, through Minister Mualim, categorically rejected the idea of maintaining the current local administration.
The UN envoy proposed sending a UN verification team to the city to examine widespread claims that government aircraft have bombed and knocked out hospitals. He warned that time was running out in efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday for their first election since a 2012 coup aimed at filling posts in the rest of north vacant since Islamist militants took advantage of a Tuareg rebellion. Militants were driven out the next year by a French intervention force and continue posing a security threat to UN peacekeepers. Thousands of local officials were on the ballot across the country as the Malian government seeks to implement a peace deal. Low voter turnout was reported due to security concerns, with reports of ballot boxes burned, at least one candidate kidnapped. This is VOA News. Leaders of the 21 Asia-Pacific nations ended their annual summit in Lima, Peru, Sunday with a call to resist trade protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact with or without the U.S. They pledged to work toward ratifying TPP as a path to sustainable, balanced, and inclusive growth, despite the political climate. President Obama addressed the issue in his closing remarks.
When it comes to trade, I believe that the answer is not to pull back or try to erect barriers to trade, given our integrated economies and global supply chains that would hurt us all. But rather, the answer is to do trade right, making sure that it has strong labor standards, strong environmental standards, that it addresses ways in which workers and ordinary people can benefit rather than be harmed by global trade.
President-elect Donald Trump has strongly criticized TPP and has vowed to end U.S. participation and renegotiate other trade deals that he said have cost U.S. jobs. Haiti Sunday held a long-delayed election, casting ballots for president and a legislature. More than 6 million people were registered to vote to choose among 27 presidential candidates vying to succeed Michel Martelly, who left the presidency in February. A caretaker government has been in place since.
La stabilité politique est le premier des biens publics.
One of the front-runners, Jovenel Moïse, said political stability is a key. Without it, no country, he said, on earth can talk about development. The top two finishers are to meet in a January 29th runoff unless one candidate receives more than 50% of the vote in the first round. Egypt said Sunday it will try nearly 300 jihadist suspects over plots to assassinate President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, the Saudi crown prince, and as well as attacks in the Sinai. About half the suspects are already in custody and have been referred to a military court for alleged membership in an affiliate with Islamic State. President-elect Donald Trump Sunday met with more potential members of his incoming administration, including former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and retired Marine Corps General James Mattis. Appearing Sunday on U.S. television, Vice President-elect Mike Pence was asked about diversity in the new administration.
The president-elect is a man who knows his mind. He knows where he wants to take this country. He laid out an agenda to make America great again, to have America standing tall in the world, to revive the American economy. And he's going to surround himself with men and women from diverse backgrounds who are going to help him move that agenda forward.
Mr. Trump, who has already selected his choice for Attorney General, National Security Advisor, and Chief of Staff, is expected to make more announcements soon. In Yemen, the fate of a 48-hour ceasefire announced Saturday is uncertain amid reports of scattered violence in the southwest country of Taiz. A strong 6.4 magnitude earthquake jolted western Argentina. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.